Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We continue our broadcast from CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference. My buddy Todd Starn is going to be dropping by in a little bit. Looking forward to catching up with him, and I will remind you that the president is going to be speaking tomorrow, so we'll have a full report on that. We do have a handful of standing room only tickets for our upcoming Politics and Pints. It is Thursday, March the 12th. Look, it's been sold out for weeks and weeks and weeks. The VIP section, of course, sold out in, 2 hours? So we've got a handful of standing room only tickets. It's the only way you're going to be able to get in to spend some time with me and John Reed, Ambassador Gutman. So if you're willing to stand, obviously they are priced for standing room. You can head on over to newsradiowrba.com and pick those up. As a former police officer, you know, I'm hoping that people, if they own a firearm, know how to use it, and I'm hoping that more people who own firearms have more of a clue. Diana Muller is joining us, and she's part of an organization, Women for Gun Rights, which I like right off the bat. So, Diana, number one, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the Women for Gun Rights. What is this all about?
It's called the DC Project. I didn't want to do this. This was something that was just put on my heart. I was here in Washington, D.C. as a tourist, and a friend of mine set up a meeting with my congressman, and I said, hey, I'm a professional shooter. I'm a retired police, professional shooter now.
Oh, okay.
And I said, is there something that we should be doing to help educate these people who are making really important decisions for all of us in the entire country? And from there, it kind of grew into realizing that women can really break the stereotype of a gun owner, and then I started realizing that I could only go to Oklahoma, so I needed more help. And I just started kind of gathering women from all over the country, and honestly, I thought at first it was going to be professional shooters, but there's not one in every state. So
sure.
Now I have the most diverse group of women that I would have never thought of. This is much better than I ever expected.
All right, so tell me a little bit. You another former police officer. Where'd you work?
Tulsa, Oklahoma, for 22 years.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, it was a great career.
Yeah,
I got out at the right time, though. I feel like.
So you spent 22 years on the streets, and so many folks that I worked with, when they finally pull the pin, say, okay, I don't want to do anything that's even remotely related to law enforcement. I don't want to talk about guns. I don't want to hear about sirens or lights, and yet...
Well, you know that not a whole lot of policemen talk about guns.
Right.
So that wasn't too much of a... I did completely walk away. I love my blue family, and I really support them. And it's really fun because if you watch Live PD with Styx, he was a very close friend of mine. We helped train him. So I still have my tentacles in there, but I certainly walked away, and I have absolutely no regrets doing that. So now my world is in the shooting sports and promoting
right.
the shooting sports and letting people realize that they do run into gun owners every day,
yep.
that gun owners do care when there's tragedy that happens, and that we're here we know that safety will only be achieved through education, not
mm-hmm.
legislation. That you
right.
cannot legislate evil away, and the only gun-free zones don't work.
Right. Well, Diana Muller is joining us, a retired Tulsa police officer, heads up the DC Project, Women for Gun Rights. You and I both know criminals by definition don't follow the law.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can pass as many laws as we'd like.
Right.
It's just something else for them to ignore.
Right. And we really, I see, I've been watching, this is our fifth year, but I've been watching what the red shirts of Moms Demand do in every town, and Mr. Bloomberg and all his money. I've been watching how effective they are at reaching the middle of America.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important that, you know, conservatives by nature, we are definitely our own worst enemy because we live and let live.
Right.
And the other side is they're demanding that we live like they want us to. So it's really important for us to be visible, be use our voice, be a counter voice and a counter visual to the Moms Demand.
So tell me about the feedback. Are you getting pushback? Are people excited to hear from you?
A lot of them are excited. And, you know, the people that do support the Second Amendment, they need to be reinforced. They need to realize they have a backbone. They've got things that they can use in their arsenal.
Right.
Air quotes on radio.
Right.
And and that they can use us to say that you know, moms don't speak for everyone.
Yeah.
And that there are women out there that support the Second Amendment and really truly believe that that the gun is the great equalizer.
Absolutely.
And we recognize that we can be our own first responder. We have to be. As a police officer, that's one of the things that I can bring to the table is, you know, I know exactly how long it takes me to get to a 911 call.
Right.
And if I'm parked in front of your house, it's still too long.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, and that's such a wonderful point. When you clue people in on that, what's their response?
Well, you know, there are people that are blinded.
Yeah.
And there are people that are full of hate, and part of it is they have been brainwashed and propaganda-wise between school and society, you know, that we cannot in the firearms industry advertise on mainstream media.
Yeah.
So they don't realize how normal it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we really want to, the DC project, we want to bring that normalcy and let people know that you do know a gun owner.
That's right.
And that you do love us.
That's right.
And that we are not crazy. And that we're not extremists, and that we're not racist, and that we're not whatever name that the ants are terrorists.
Yeah.
We are not all those things, and try to get them a little bit of, you know, thinking independently.
Absolutely. So I want to talk a little bit about these professional shooters. All right, where are you going and shooting professionally, and what kind of money's involved in that?
Well, it's usually a sport for a hobby for most.
Okay.
But there's a handful of us that have I've turned it into a second career for sure.
Wow.
And that's all my husband and I do. And we shoot three guns. So we shoot rifles, pistols, and shotguns. It's kind of like the X Games for the shooting sports.
No kidding.
And, yeah, and we travel all over the country. We kind of tend to stay away from the hard left and the hard right, upper
mm-hmm.
right.
Okay.
But because we don't want to be felons.
Of course.
So,
of course.
And I don't know, speaking of felons, I don't know if you knew, but I testified in front of the House Judiciary Committee last September. And it was during that testimony that a cop said that she would not comply.
Mm.
And that was me. And that was not in my script. I had some great stuff in my script. I worked on it for weeks and months. And then all the media wanted to talk about was cop will not comply
with
an unconstitutional law.
Yeah, well, I'm going to look around and find my shocked and surprised face. Hey, it's around here somewhere, I promise.
It's in your icons.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, I want folks to learn more about this. And in fact, I'd love to get you into our neck of the woods. Maybe you can come and do something at Colonial Shooting Academy, which is our big range in Central Virginia, owned and operated by Peyton Galante, who is also a very proud woman for gun rights. I mean, I think the two of you might have a little something in common there. But for folks who want to learn more, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can follow or they can go find out information on dcproject.info.
Okay.
That's our website. And then they can also follow us on IG. Instagram is DC Project Foundation, I believe. We are a 501c3.
Okay.
Hopefully rolling out a 501c3. We're not a C3. We're a C4
now.
Right. And we're rolling into a C3 as well. And, and then Facebook, we're the DC Project.
All right. Well, we will get all of that up on our social media. Excuse me. All of our social media as well. And I appreciate you dropping by.
No, thank you for your time.
Keep up the great work. That is Diana Muller, the DC Project, Women for Gun Rights. Coming up at 3:35, we are going to honor a local Central Virginia law enforcement officer who's gone above and beyond. As you know, the final Friday of the month on this program, I bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, and we have an amazing law enforcement officer who's going to pick that up. Happens to be from my home county of Hanover County. We'll do that at 3:35. We're broadcasting from CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.